Welcome to class number 188 in systematic theology. Class number 188. We got it on the little board there, if you can see that. And we're in Revelation 21 and verse number 1. And I saw heaven, a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth, they passed by. And the sea, no longer it is. And the city, the holy city, the city, the one holy, Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, I saw coming down out of heaven from God, having been prepared and purposed as the bride, having been set in order for the husband of her. Now, there's no more sea, there's no more sorrow, there's no more crying, there's no more pain, there's no more curse, there's no more night, and there's no more death. There is no temple, there's no more sacrifice, there's no sun, there's no moon, there's no night, no locked gates, and no sin or abominations at all. Now the city, the New Jerusalem, time ends and eternity begins. New Jerusalem is nearly the size of the United States is wide in height. The U.S. is 2,680 miles wide by 1,580 vertical miles. Longitude and latitude, 2,680 by 1,582. The U.S. has 3,718,710 square miles of area, including water mass. New Jerusalem has 3,375,000,000 square feet in the city. And it is 2,250,000 square miles. New Jerusalem stats are debatable in reality. The old Roman stadia, or stadia, was 625 feet long. New Jerusalem would be 1,380 square miles. In other words, 1,380 by 1,380 by 1,380 at 600 feet per furlong. In old furlongs, the 600 feet long, and new furlongs from the 13th century on are 660 feet. An acre before was 36,000 square feet. Now, it is 660 feet furlong, and the acre is 43,560 square feet. So according to what dimensions you have, New Jerusalem is 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles, or by 1,500 miles, or it is 1,363 miles by 1,363 miles by 1,363 miles, whichever way it is, that's a big city. And that's just the city. There's a whole lot outside the city. We will measure New Jerusalem as it's 1,500 miles square from this standpoint onward, for simplicity's sake. At 20 feet per story, and that's pretty tall, there is 396,000 stories high. At 12 feet per story, It is 600,000 stories high. By the way, there won't be any acrophobia anymore. You'll be able to look out of the city, and it won't scare you if the heights won't scare you. If it's 1,500 miles high, you can look down, and you won't be afraid of 1,500 miles high. There is 880 million square foot per floor in New Jerusalem. There are 2,250 square miles per floor. There are 18,800,000 1,000 square foot apartments per floor. 18,800,000 1,000 square foot apartments per floor. There is 42,613,636 square miles in the city. Let me read that again. 42,613,636 square miles in the city. The outside walls are 215 feet thick. There are 12 gates of pearl leading into the city. The pearls are all shades, but reflect all colors from them: pink, black, gray, and white. There are 12 foundation stones, which are all precious stones. One, jasper, is a green or purplish green. Number two is sapphire, is shades of blue. Chalcedony is a milky bluish gray. Emerald is pure green and tones of green. Sardonyx, or sardion, is flesh colored and dark colors alternating. Carnelian is reddish flesh colored. Chrysolite, topaz, is amber to gold. Beryl is sea green. Nine, topaz, is the old color of yellow crystal. Chrysoprase are a golden green. Jacinth is the color of a hyacinth flower. Lavender. Number 12, amethyst. Amethyst means not drunk, by the way. It is a deep purple violet color. The 12 foundation stones are Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon, and Matthias, or Paul. These are some of the dimensions of this great New Jerusalem. Abraham journeyed, not looking for a city in this world, but a city that's builder and architect was God. Abraham, Isaac looked for that and believed in that title deed. Jacob believed in that title deed. The 12 sons of Jacob believed in that title deed. And the church believes in that title deed. Jesus Christ has built that city. It's out yonder. And it's coming down one of these days. For 1,000 years, the city will be like the sun over the earth in the millennium. 1,000 years, that city will be like a satellite above the earth, lighting the earth. And forever, that city will be a beacon in all the cosmos, showing forth the glory of God. New Jerusalem is a fact. It's not a myth. It's not a fairy tale. Many people have taught about the cabin in the corner of glory land. They talk about walking the streets of gold. I remember, and I've used this illustration before, but please forgive me if I use it one more time. My grandmother moved to California from Oklahoma, Indian Territory, to be mistaken for a white Okie. My grandfather was Cherokee Indian. His father was killed in 1905, trespassing on his own land, when they took his land and auctioned it off to white homesteaders. They killed him for trespassing on his own land. He wouldn't sign a new treaty. The Pauls and Pauls Valley and the Stuarts, my great-grandfather Stuart came from Minnesota during the Indian Wars there, which the Boises caused. Many Indians were killed in Minnesota. My grandfather quickly migrated to Indian Territory. He married Sam Paul's daughter, Hattie Jane Paul, which was my great-grandmother. There was a conglomeration of Indians. Cherokee, Chickasaw, Brule Lakota, Santee Dakota, and Ojibwe. All in my family. But they couldn't own anything in those lands. A study about this Osage Indians in Indian Territory and see what happened to them. My family were robbed of everything they had by the Dawes Act. They came to California to own a little piece of ground. And when they came to California, they were migrant workers, looking for a piece of land that they could say is mine, that I won't be run off of. My grandmother would go out and pick cotton in the cotton fields, pick potatoes, do everything she could do. And I was a little bitty boy going out in those cotton fields, a baby. I was a baby. As soon as I could walk, I would be following my grandmother or else riding on her cotton sack out in the cotton field. And by the way, there was no shades and no water stations, no bathrooms. You were there on your own. There were no labor laws that protected you. They would get out there and it was so miserable. The conditions, it'd be 120 degrees when the sun rose high. My grandmother would pick between 100 and 200 pounds of cotton in a day. And the high price of cotton was $6 a pound. So 100 pounds was $6 and 200 pounds was $12. And that's the high price. The last time I picked cotton, it was 6 cents a pound. They'd get out there, and my grandmother could sing like a bird. And she used to play piano in the silent movies. She could play anything, as far as that goes. But she got out there in those cotton fields, so miserable, sweating, burning under the sun, and sang herself into glory. She'd start singing, and a whole lot of other people were singing. There were still a lot of colored people out there in the fields at that time, and they'd all be singing Glory Land, When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder, The Old Rugged Cross. They'd be singing themselves in the glory, because it sure wasn't glorious where they were. They all looked forward to this right here. And that's what we got forward to look forward to today. Singing ourselves in the glory land. The promises of God. Our Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify You. And may we someday be in that glory land by the promise of Your Son. I pray that these words touch people's lives all over the world and that they give them a reason of hope of that salvation fastened so steadfastly in Your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.